We are interrupting your day with a communication from the Guild Spy Den. I am Agent Matthew. I'm with Agent Kenny and Agent Ben, and we have a special reveal. How are you doing, gentlemen?
I've got my secret agent sunglasses on, so I am ready for this.
Yeah, I will be playing my double agent card, so it'll be great.
Spicy. Ooh. Speaking of double agent, we are going to have some tactics cards from the Web Warriors, as well as their enemies, the Spider Foes. And we are revealing them today, and we're going to give our hot takes here in the Guild Spy Den. You gentlemen ready?
Oh, yes.
Man, I'm so ready. And a gentleman? Wow, man, I feel good today.
Gentleman good. Spy.
Yeah, gentlemen. I mean, I've never seen you and Daniel Craig in the same room, just saying.
You can't disprove it, right?
That's true. All right. So we're going to jump into it because nobody came here to hear us guffaw about each other. We're here to talk about some cards, and we have to talk about them because a lot of them have some significant amount of text that we have to get through. So first off, we're going through these cards, but if you're looking for the rest of the cards that have been revealed, they are also being revealed on the Gamers Guild YouTube by Nate himself. So we have some of them. He's got the rest of them. Together, we are Captain Planet. Are we allowed to say that, or are we going to get sued?
Just bleep it
we
out.
We are, and then blank it out. Just like static over it. Yeah.
We are. Got it. All right. That's what I'm going to do. All right. So the first one we're going to reveal is a Spider Foes card called Strategic Retreat. So buckle up. This has got a lot of text. When an allied Spider Foes character is targeted by an attack, if it is holding one or more objective tokens, it may spend 4 power to play this card. That's a lot of power. Choose another allied character within range 3 of the character that played this card. Move 1 objective token from the character that played this card to the chosen character. That character is now holding the objective token. This card does not allow a character to hold more tokens than the crisis specifies. Then, the character that played this card advances short away from the attacking character. All right, I'm going to start with Ben. Thoughts?
I love the theme of this card so much. You know, when you think of Spider-Foe villains, they're just like cowardly, like, oh, I'm out of here, see it, like the D-list, you know, characters, like, oh, cheese it, we've been had, right? And you just toss a you toss an extract and then try to book it. I love the theme of this card. The short end of it is I don't know, with This Is Our Day and Mission Objective, those are all kind of cards that kind of seem to be trying to do the same thing. So I don't know how viable this card is. Is it worth the 2 extra power to get that small move away? Or you can just take Mission Objective, right? But I do love the card. The theme is hit perfectly. So that's kind of where I'm at.
It's 2 extra power, and it's played before the attack, as opposed to Mission Objective, which happens after you gain the power from being dazed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something to note. How about you, Agent Kenny? Tell us why Ben is wrong and why this is the best Spider-Foes card ever made.
I mean, I don't know if it's the best Spider-Foes card ever made, considering one of the ones Nate has. But this one's pretty sweet. It also feels kind of like, I don't know if the timing is the same, but things like Loki and Quicksilver with like their trickster and Can't Catch Me. I don't know if this doesn't exactly end the attack, but it's a similar kind of vein where like, okay, like now I can advance my character into getting them cover or something like that. So I think it's a really, really nifty card. And I like the theme of like passing the objectives around to like, just, I'm imagining like the Sinister Six paying like hot potato with whatever like Peter or Miles or whatever is trying to get, or whoever is trying to get from them. So I think this card is 10 out of 10 theme, and probably can make the table a good amount just with just the reposition and the ability to pass those crisis tokens.
I'm just glad that this card doesn't exist when we had single extracts.
Oh my gosh, that's true.
Oh yeah, can you imagine? Ugh. Well, so I was gonna ask a question. Is there, I mean, I play Researcher all the time because it's an amazing extract, and you know,
very, very healthy for the game.
Right, I love it. Don't, but how many multiple is it? Is it just hammers and cubes
that you can hold? Yes, I think so.
I think those are the only two.
Yeah.
I think this card, if you get hammers, paying 5 threat for this card is rough.
Yeah.
Agree.
But maybe cubes, and maybe some other ones. But I'm thinking of multiple, you know, extracts.
I mean, I think this has better value for when you have less extracts because you're only moving one away. But I guess you can see your point because you're then spreading it out. Like it's a way to get one on someone else. Like it's not even, you don't even need to use it because you're worried about losing it, but just because now you've spread out that cube, those cubes.
Right. Yeah. And I wonder too, like Kenny, as our kind of residential, you know, foe player, do you see a world where you play Strategic Retreat alongside This Is Our Day, or
I honestly don't play This Is Our Day all that often, just because of the timing of it. Like you have to be down in victory points, and sometimes I don't know if I'm going to be down on victory points, so it makes me a little more cautious to take it.
I actually low-key think This Is Our Day is bad.
Gotcha. Like, okay.
It's fine. I mean, it's fine. I think this card would just remove This Is Our Day. If This Is Our Day was in my 10, this card would replace This Is Our Day for me.
That's what I'm kind of thinking, that if you're playing it. So the few times I've seen This Is Our Day, you play it when you don't have Pryo, because then you can more reliably, like you may be down on points, right? But yeah, I think this card just replaces This Is Our Day is kind of the moral of the story of where I'm
getting at. Yeah, I think you're right. I think this card is pretty great. Again, it's probably not an every game card, but I think the fact that it's essentially kind of giving you sort of two actions for it is pretty great. And out of activation movement can be pretty strong. Kenny mentioned like you can move into cover, you can move out of rapid fire
range. You can move into bodyguard.
You can move into a bodyguard if that's something you have. Like there's just so many applications that you could play around, or into like a sacrifice. Like you can like, and it's a lot of power, obviously, but like with 5 power, if you happen to have it and you really needed to hold on to things, you could kind of like move away, toss an objective to one character, sacrifice to another character who's not even holding an objective. It could just be like, it could really create a lot of interesting points. And it could also just be things like where you don't want to attack the character because they can just move back onto a point.
Yeah, I love the shocker art on this card, and the little like dollar bill flying off in the distance. Like this is just got such faux level shenanigans on this card. I love it so much. Like
total faux energy.
Yeah, it's got that faux energy. Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Anything else about Strategic Retreat?
No.
All right. I'm going to move on to a Web Warriors card now. It's called Clone Saga. So it must be good because the Clone Saga was amazing, right? It was just an awesome, really awesome storyline. Okay. So it's a Web Warrior active card, and it says an allied Web Warriors character may spend 2 power to play this card. Choose an enemy character with the same name or alter ego as the character that played this card. The character that played this card gains the superpower below. The superpower is called Imposter Syndrome. When attacking the chosen character, the character that played this card can modify or reroll skull results and may reroll any number of dice. So it's basically becomes, you get arch nemesis into somebody who has your chosen name or alter ego. Kenny, you start.
This one, I don't know the story behind this and like the comics or anything like that. So like purely, I'm looking at this purely from a gameplay perspective. Basically, like the way I understand it is like it's mostly applicable in like the mirror match, right?
It's sort of valuable if you are playing and then you look across and you see that they're probably going to play a similar character. It doesn't have to be a mirror match. You could just see like,
yeah,
if you're playing Web Warriors and you see Wakanda and you see like, oh, okay, they're probably going to play ASM, then you can play this card.
Okay. That makes sense. I mean, it seems pretty cool. And like Web's getting some rerolls is helpful. Like they can generally be kind of pillow fisted unless it's the all webbed up plant turn. So, I mean, I think it's, I don't know. This is the one I'm trying to like wrap my head around the most out of all four of the ones we're going to be talking about.
All right, Ben, what about you?
Yeah, I think Kenny hit it perfectly. You know, if you're a Web Warriors player, you're a dirty player. But no, I think, let me just ostracize. You know,
Sorry, Ben, we lost you.
I know, right? I've been thwipped off stage. I just hate being thwipped over and over again. So, you know, my trigger.
It's no, all right. You play Magneto, right? He's got a helmet.
I got a helmet, right? It's fine. That's fine. It is, I think the only time you play this is in the mirror match, right? And it's just, I don't know if this is worth the 10, right? Like, so you're banking on, you know, if the mirror match, I think this is the only viable time for it to be played, is it's webs into webs, and you're running both Peter and Miles, because that gives you the safe, you're going to run into a Miles and or a Peter. Right. I don't see, it's not worth, at least for me, not worth the risk of you see a Miles splash and you're playing Web Warriors. Well, they may or may not take it. Do you want to risk a tactic card on that? That seems like a big risk if they don't take the card. So for me, the only real viable time to play this card is in the mirror match. And I don't know if they need it. I'm not a webs player, so all you web heads who I've already offended, I'm going to offend you more with, I don't know how they want to play. I think their tactic, their five slot is already kind of clean in terms of what they want to take. And I don't think this is good enough to warrant taking in the five in the mirror match. But maybe there's a Web Warrior player out there who, you know, struggles into other webs. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think... first of all, if there's a Web Warrior player out there, just hit us up on the Discord and let us know why we're wrong. But I think you're right, Ben. I think in the end, you're probably not taking this in your five. And if you're not taking this in your five, you're not taking it in your 10. I think in the mirror match is just like you said, is probably the only thing. Because otherwise, if you bring this and then suddenly they don't bring that character and you're just kind of like, ooh, now I'm down on
the dead card. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not great. So, but also in the mirror match, you're bringing Aunt May's Wheat Cakes. So that's already taking up one. And then you have your two restricted cards that you probably want to bring. And then you have all webbed up. And is this really going to be the fifth card you bring in? Probably not. You're probably going to bring another card like Spider Tracker. I think the card has great art. And I think the card has got great theme. Although, honestly, when I saw the title of it and I started reading it, got super excited, and I thought, and I saw the word alter ego like when I was briefly before I actually read it, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be how we get two Peter Parkers in the game. It's gonna be so great. Play the card, put two Peter Parkers in your squad. I was ready for it. I was so ready for it. Every Web Warrior player who is listening right now is just like, oh yeah, that would have been so much better. I'm ready for that. But it's not. And I think the card is love that it's in the game. Don't think I would ever play it.
I'm going to push back a little bit. I think it could make the mirror. I think if you are prioritizing running ASM, having ASM with all of those Amazing Spider-Man with all those rerolls, like attacking maybe another ASM that your opponent has and they didn't bring Clone Saga, like that can give you a leg up in neutralizing their five threat and keeping yours on the board more. So
But I think even then, it's not that great because you're rolling, what, 5-7 dice into them. They're still rolling 4. They get all their rerolls. They also can then reroll one of your dice after you do your reroll with their ASMs, Witty Banter. Like, it's like fine and maybe it's good, but it's such a dicey card. And, you know, and then you bring your ASM and then maybe they bring their Spectacular Spider-Man and then you're using this so that you can win more into Spectacular Spider-Man, assuming the dice pan out for you, because they're still pretty tanky. I mean, I guess you're right. It does give them a little bit better play into that one character, but also you can just play around it and just like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to deploy on the other side of the board and make them chase me and be out of position and play poorly because they played this card that they are invested in.
Yeah, because ASM has a really tough time getting around. I'm just saying
he doesn't have. Well, he also has to spend 2 power, so he needs to.
I'm just saying there is a possibility, and there is a world where this card could be good.
Correct. There's a possibility this card could be played.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's always possibilities, right? You know. It would be funny, you know, if what we did was just say, here's Clone Saga and say nothing about the card and just let people think what you were initially thinking, Matt, right? And I actually, that's what I wanted it to be.
Yes, right? So much.
I wanted it to be that too. So, you know, just troll people and just be like, oh, we'll let you come up to your own conclusion about what Clone Saga is. And then watch you just be sad, heartbroken.
Yeah. We can't do that, though.
That's probably not the nicest thing to do.
No, probably not. But yeah, I mean, we could be wrong, though. Maybe Kenny's the sane one. He's played a lot of Web Warriors games before. So.
Well, that's what I was like. I don't think any, you know, of the three of us, none of us are like Web Warriors players, right? So
no, I mean, I'm only basing it off of the fact that I think you definitely are taking Aunt May's Wheat Cakes if you're doing the mirror. And I think you're bringing at least one, if not both, of your restricted cards to do your game plan. And then you're bringing All Webbed Up, because All Webbed Up is like one of the best cards in the game. And then you have your fifth slot. And I just feel like there's like a lot of other things like Spider Tracker that are just so powerful. Maybe Spider Tracker's not that great in the mirror because Web Warriors have a lot of ways of moving without doing move actions. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe
you're talking yourself into it. Let's keep it going. Keep it going.
I'm talking myself into maybe putting it in my 10 and then never playing it and then saying, why is this card in my roster? And
why is this card here?
It's taking up the slot.
It's a clone. Woo.
I don't know. I challenge the Web Warrior player to come out and tell me why I am right or wrong.
Maybe this is like a way for Ben Reilly to deal with another Ben Reilly. Maybe.
Yeah, but then that's risky, right? Then you're going falling into that risk again. What if they just don't bring Ben Reilly?
Well, that's exactly. I don't know how prevalent Ben Reilly is going to be in my Warriors team. So, yeah.
All right. Like maybe this is a way for Gwen Stacy to deal with Gwenom.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, it's tough because like Kenny said, they're pillow fisted. They have a lot of, you know. More often than not, they have a lot of 4 dice attacks. So this is like, I'm rerolling my 4 dice. I mean, it could be. I don't know.
I've been dunked by 4 dice attacks enough to not scoff at 4 die attacks anymore.
This is true, but yeah. And then they have their All Webbed Up play, which could be really good in conjunction with the Clone Saga. But it's also just into the one character who may or may not be relevant at the time. You know, I guess one of the things that I'm worried about with this card is that I don't like cards and mechanics that make me make the wrong decisions or make me play poorly. And I think this is one of those cards that potentially could make me want to play poorly because, oh, well, you know, I have this advantage. I played this card and I have this advantage against this other character, but it's not necessarily the best strategic play, you know? So that's the thing that I'm more worried about. I don't know.
Yeah, so someone figure this card out for us. Yes. And let us know how it goes.
Awesome. Let's move on to the next one. We're going to go to an unaffiliated card. It is a character card. We've all been waiting for it. This is Vulture's card. We all looked at Vulture's card and we had our hot takes and we said, I don't like this guy. Love everything on his kit. card is super awesome. Don't think I'd ever play him. But here we go. Rejuvenation. Unaffiliated active card. Vulture may play this card during his activation. So no power cost. Just does it whenever he wants. This character and all allied characters within two of Vulture remove all special conditions from themselves. Ben.
Yeah, Vulture was good, maybe. So, I mean, it's like it. The no power cost is cool.
Super cool.
Being able to, you know, to help out, you know, especially on like crowded maps, which I don't think you take Vulture in anyways, but I think that could really help out. So, yeah, my biggest gripe with this card is Vulture's like not great. So,
yeah. Kenny.
That's where I'm at.
looking at the card just like in and of itself, the interesting thing to me is like we just had a new Spider-Foes leader in Doc Ock who already kind of lets characters remove, I mean, it's a limited selection, but like remove special conditions from themselves. So I feel like if you're playing Doc Ock, he lets you remove Slow, Shock, and Incinerate from yourself, which I really think are the big ones that foes don't want to see. Obviously, like, there's Stun and Stagger, which suck. But I feel like this card, like, because of, like, the Ock leadership, like, it's not going to see as much. Or, I mean, at least if you're playing Ock, it's not going to see the table as much. I mean, obviously, and it's unaffiliated, so you can take it anywhere that you play Vulture. But I feel like, you know, it's he's most going to be commonly seen in affiliation. And so you'd want a reason to take this there in affiliation. I mean, that said, like the effect is really powerful. If you're playing something like Demons or Fisk or any kind of like scenario that gives you a condition, those are the only two that we have right now. But, you know.
And he's a medium base, so that range two gets a little extra.
This is true. Weight.
And he has a hit and run. So he can like hit and run and move into position to clear a lot of.
Yeah. Things. Yeah. He is very mobile to be able to play this card as effectively as you can. I don't know. I need to mess around with it to see how I feel about it. Cause it could be a lot better than like I'm envisioning. And that's not to say it's bad at all. Like, I think it's just like, I'm just trying to think of a way, like, does it replace any of the other 10 cards in my thing? And it might.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's definitely not a card that makes me replace one of my 10 characters in my roster with Vulture.
Yeah. So again, I mean, that's the crux of the card, right? It's like, I think the card itself, very good, yes. Right? The problem is it's stapled to a character that's not.
Wait. You play this against webs and then they have their all webbed up turn and then you're just like, buy all of your slows.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there you go.
That's a
yeah,
great, yeah. That is a great use case.
I figured
Kenny,
it out.
You do that. You let us know how it goes.
Yep. Problem is I don't have any local webs players.
Well, make one.
Yeah. You definitely need to make sure you bring it into a spot where you're going to, you know, get use out of it, because special conditions can be annoying and sometimes very debilitating, but it's also sometimes hard to know when they will be during the roster, the squad selection period when you're choosing this card. I like this card more than Clone Saga if I was somebody who's already playing Vulture. But I definitely would not bring Vulture in because of this card.
Well, I think when we talked to like about Vulture when he came out, maybe there is some way that, you know, someone is going to unlock Vulture and actually give him some like viable play patterns, right? And then yeah, if someone figures that out and say, all right, and this very specific crisis setup, you know, and you know XYZ, then you take Vulture, then yeah, maybe this entertains your 10. Because like I said, it's just a strong, there's some affiliations out there that just slam, you know, slam dunk a bunch of conditions on you. So you know, maybe this is the fix to it. But yeah, if this gets any play, it's going to be super niche, right? So
yeah, it's a great tech card. If, like you said, somebody unlocks Vulture, and if Vulture becomes a thing that you're bringing, I think it probably makes your 10, at least at the start. And if you find you're having problems against like Web Wars, like Kenny said, or you know, if you happen to come across Fisk, I don't know. I play Avengers and I don't play Second Wind and I put Fisk in my roster. Like maybe that's a mistake, but like, and that's like a global effect as opposed to him just doing it. Although you have to pay for it, but it's like a marginal cost. I'm a little more open to this card to see how it is.
Yeah. Talking about it more made me realize like more of its potential.
That's what we're here for.
Yep.
All right, and then we're on to the last card, and this card's got me pretty excited. Not joking on this one. So, like, Strategic Retreat had me excited. This is the other card that's got me excited to maybe play some more Spider Foes in the future. It's called Custom Blind Upgrades. What?
sorry, there's a little static there in that one. Sorry.
It's called Custom Obsession. I mean, custom. It's called Blind Upgrades. I mean,
we'll get there.
We'll get there. We'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Custom Upgrades. Okay. At the start of the act, okay, this is Spider Foes reactive card. At the start of the activation phase, an allied Spider Foes character may spend 2 power to play this card. Choose an enemy character. The character that played this card gains the blind obsession. I mean, sorry, singular focus superpower. The character that played this card loses the singular focus superpower when the chosen character is KO'd. So the superpower, for those of you who did not live in the world of blind obsession, which should have been a Spider Foes card and AMG has given it to us, what it does is this character adds 2 dice to its attack rolls when targeting the chosen character. When this character rolls defense dice, if the chosen character is attacking, it adds 2 dice to its defense roll. When this character rolls defense dice, if the chosen character is not attacking, it removes 2 dice from its defense roll. And I'm going to throw this one to Kenny first.
I love it. I'm so happy this... It's not, you know, it's blind obsession, but different. I am so happy this is back. I thought this was a really fun card back in the day. It opens up a lot of opportunities for jank. And, you know, now that we've brought back Advanced R&D, it's one that... Maybe if we get someone to play Spider Foes, I can convince them to try out. But I'm excited to mess around with this card more. I think it'll see its best use on any kind of like spread out scenario, like a D map or like Scoundrels, where there's just a lot of places and a lot of characters on different points, to where like you can have whoever on a point, they can play this and not have to stress about like taking those attacks with -2 defense dice. I also think this card is hilarious on Mysterio, because you can't ever roll less than 1 defense dice. So if your opponent's paying to reduce your dice, you're still just rolling 1.
I've already cracked this card wide open.
Tell me the tech.
We've cracked it right. You know what this card does? It heralds the return
of Carnage.
I want me some Carnage tech up in here, guys. Who cares? Okay. I'm rolling 1 dice anyways. Let's do it.
I think that's actually that's a pretty good insight there.
Carnage rule. So, I mean, you can get 3 attacks into this person. You know, they're not rolling out crits. You know, yeah, give me my Carnage tech, right? Like, this is...
It's good for Venom, too.
Yeah, Venom. Like I said, I think a lot of... In all seriousness, I think the symbiotes benefit a lot from this card. Is it like super game breaking? Like, maybe not, but it also, I do, yeah, I love the Mysterio tech with it too. Again, they also knocked it out of the park with the art on this card. Can we just, I mean, this is important to name, that Foes continually get some of like the best art, best models, like somebody at AMG loves Foes.
The most important part of this art is that Stiltman is on it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, confirm Stiltman, right? We've done it. We've confirmed Stiltman in, 2030. We've confirmed it. No, I like this card a bunch. Sorry, Kenny, I cut you off. Go ahead, man.
No, you're good. Keep going. Keep raising, yeah, man.
I really do like this card and a couple that Nate is going to talk about. Really, just get me jazzed up to play Spider Foes. So I hope that other people see the cool stuff that you can do with this card. And I just want to see some more Spider Foes out there. I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, I think this card's amazing. And I also agree with you. There's not to tease too hard, but you definitely need to see the stuff that Nate is showing off because, honestly, after seeing these cards, I was just like, holy bananas. I need to play Spider Foes. I already have a Spider Foes roster in my Jarvis. I need to just make some changes, put into some of the new characters that I like. Bring in these cards. I mean, people who weren't there during Blind Obsession days. Now, first of all,
you can live it out. Yeah.
Like, thankful that they made it this way, because one of the reasons why Blind Obsession had to go was because it was just anybody could do it. And, you know, like Blind Obsession range 5 characters, like, I mean, like, it was intended for like someone like Goblin, who's also a ranged character. But you know, you put on like Hawkeye or like Winter Soldier and it just becomes like nonsense where they can just target somebody far away. And
it was also in the day of like All You Got too. So it was Blind Obsession, All You Got.
Right, right. Exactly.
Field dressing. Bitter Rivals.
Yeah. Bitter Rivals. Yeah. Field dressing. It was just like, I kill your team.
Exactly. Like it was just complete nonsense. But now, locking it behind not only just the affiliation, but also the characters within the affiliations allows AMG to balance it appropriately. And it's still just an amazing card. And when you're on the Discord, tag Merzane, because this is like one of his favorite cards and he will go off the wall about all the things he used to do with it. I mean, one of the great things about this was also just, it is a great card for manipulating your opponent's activation. Because when you, it's at the start of the activation phase, so you get to do it no matter priority. So you, if they, even if you don't have priority, like it's not just I have priority, I'm going to play this card and then I'm going to totally smoke this character in front of me. It's also like, I don't have priority, I'm going to play this card. Now, are you going to do your optimal activation, which is someone else? Or are you going to, and then leave this other person waiting for me to be able to smoke them and ruin your day? Or are you going to choose the character that has got the focus on them? And then it creates just these really dynamic puzzles for your opponent to make the wrong choice.
Yeah, allow me to go on record and say, I think with these tactic cards, the ones that Nate is going to be talking about, Electro, Sandman, I actually think my super hot take, undercover double agent shenanigans, I think Foes are A tier now. I'm saying it. I'm putting it out there.
I can believe it.
I'm here for it.
I'll join that hype train.
Electro's card is nuts. I think Electro with this is just going to be like nutty. Yeah, I mean, there's just, it opens the field. I love the options that Foes have now. And yeah, I'm excited to play against more Foes, to run Foes. I think it's going to be cool.
I just bought Rhino. I'm good to go. I'm ready. You're a bad person. So.
You have all the Foes you need.
But I bought.
Yeah, just, I bought Rhino.
I bought Rhino to play in Foes. So like when I bought Rhino, when I got that opportunity to buy him, I was like, oh, I felt like I just unlocked an affiliation for me to play. So I'm excited for that. I'm not here to do Hellfire jank.
No, I was about to say, was it Hellfire that you unlocked? Sorry. I blacked out for a second. Sorry.
I don't own Emma. I don't own Emma. So I can't have not. So, but Foes is one of those few villain affiliations that I always want to play, but I feel like I can't wrap my head around them. And even these cards offer like a significant level of complexity and skill expression that could happen with this affiliation. They're not just like dumb cards. Oh, this is great. Although there is one card that Nate's going to reveal.
There is one that does, yeah.
Which is a bit of a dumb, let's do it card. But even still, like, you know, these cards like the custom upgrades, strategic retreat, like they all like these very thinky things, which I like. I don't know if I'm smart enough. I'm like, no, I'm thinking, am I smart enough to play Spider Foes? Like,
are you a scientist? I mean, that's kind of the bar that you've got to.
I'm not a scientist.
I'm something of a scientist myself.
I'm something of, yeah.
Oh, something, yeah, something. Yeah, yeah. Nah, I'm not. I'm more of a. I play Defenders, Oonga Boonga, Hulk Smash.
I pick up dice, reroll them.
Yeah, I like the roll dice, and then your character doesn't do things because I roll dice. Anyway,
I really do think Foes. I think you were saying it well, Matt. Too. Foes have a really great expression. There's still a level of complexity. I know, Kenny, you were talking about this, that some of the cards really also continue to open up the trap house.
Oh baby,
you know, which is just glorious, you know. So yeah, I think you can run Trap House. I think, you know, they're going to be a pretty scary, you know, attrition team. You know, Sandman's going to be pushing people around like it's his job, you know. So it's I think it's gonna be great. You know, I really do like the design space across the board of the tactic card. Like, I really do think AMG just nailed the affiliation identity super well with Foes. And this just is a kind of continuation of that for me. So I mean, hats off to AMG for the Foes design. I don't know, you know, if we'll be getting Stilt Man, you know, anytime soon, but
one can pray.
If we don't, I really do think that Foes are just in such a great spot theme wise. And yeah, I just, you could not add another Foe character for, you know, a year and a half. And I think you'll still have so much flexibility with the affiliation, even with just in affiliation characters.
Mm. Well, you know, they're a little tight on being so 3-4 heavy, but I think like you just toss in Bullseye, you toss in maybe a 5. I don't even know. I don't know if I have to go back to
the Cassandra drawing. Nova. Boom, done. All right, moving on.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of Prime and Foes. I want my Foes bringing a big clunky robot with them.
I love it. I love it. There's more Oonga Boongas, right? You know, I Oonga Boongas stomp at you and re-roll.
That's what
I pick up dice and look, there's that Defenders just showing.
That's what I said. I'm not here to figure out throwing you into a spot so four different people can roll four dice and do bits of damage. I'm here to Oonga Boonga, punch, punch, blast, blast, pull, pull.
Yeah, you didn't say, you said Bullseye as your two, not Rocket, which is incorrect. You want more traps.
True.
You want more traps.
But my Bullseye. You're not doing traps.
We'll make sure to teach you, Matthew. The ways.
We'll coach you up. Yeah, we'll coach you up.
I'll tell you one thing. When this gets dropped, I'm going to the Discord, and I am unmuting the Spider-Foes channel because I want to see what other people are coming up with because I'm stealing it. I want to play.
And you'll fit in right as the Foe, right? You're stealing it, right? That's great.
I will steal it, and I will take a strategic retreat. Exactly.
Yeah, see, look, yeah. Yep. Of one mind. Yep,
I might feel rejuvenated by the new affiliations cards.
And you'll be Clone Saga. Oh, there, I tried. Here,
no.
I tried.
Well, what can you do? all right. Well, that's it. Do either of you two have any other thoughts about this before we sign off?
Yeah, pick up this box. Yeah, if you're slightly interested in Foes, pick up this box.
Yeah, I'm picking up, I wasn't going to, and now I'm picking up this box. After seeing Electro and now seeing these cards, I'm picking up the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick up this box. The Webs box looks pretty fun too. Nate has another Webs card there that seems really really unique. So pick up the box, watch Nate's video.
And thank you, AMG, for allowing us to get a sneak peek, talk about your cards, and making such fun and flavorful game for us to play.
Yes. We are blindly obsessed with your game.
No, we're appreciating the custom upgrades that they give to this game.
Oh, good point.
But boom, we did it. Yeah.
All right. Have a good night, everybody. Or day. Bye-bye.